It is now time that we can open those books that were sealed and bring somewhat to the consciousness a realization of the motivation of this lifetime, a memory. For you have found yourself intrigued in this time with particular ideas, aspects of the transition of life on this planet to a new and higher expression. You have been fascinated with particular aspects of expression and have often puzzled why. For no apparent rational purpose, not because of teaching or ideas presented by another, but something within me responds to particular periods of history, particular types of occurrences, occurrences which strike a chord, a note, a memory, a longing, a desire, an innate knowledge, awareness. Something is awakened as a result of exposure to particular ideas, thoughts. And we might touch some of those memories in this moment that they may spring to greater life. First, you have seen. Three times destruction of your earth or portion of it, and three times you were involved in the preservation of that which seemed important to carry forward into a new time. You stood indeed with that great prophet, Daniel, and watched the burning of Jerusalem. And in fear and confusion, were you among those miserable hordes driven from that city while still in flames, across the desert to Babylon. And in Babylon then, you saw and were inspired by the tremendous strength, determination, dedication of Daniel. He then, his life, his determination, his inspiration became your strength. And often you heard, when you came together and had precious moments to discuss, those lessons you had learned and studied together. At the feet of Yeshua. For he taught then in that school of the prophets. And your particular study purpose in that time was to know those secrets of form and equation that lend to a temple its ability to express that would dwell therein. Through understanding of numbers in relation to letters, in relation to words, to symbols. Measurements, as could express such things. These were your purpose and your study, among the teachers, the masters there, but interrupted, caught short, you understand, by that invasion and the carrying out into slavery in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar. You could, in the mind's eye, see that great palace, the tremendous arches at the entrance carved in deep relief. The stylized lions, dragons, horses, chariots, carved on the walls of that great city. But beyond that memory, see this. Your inspiration and ideal of communication with God came when that prophet laid down before you and listening to the prayers of those who petitioned the Lord through his form. You observed his speaking, those words of guidance, direction. As in many a time, even now unrecorded, you were reassured and you heard from his lips these instructions: keep ye alive the word of the Lord, and form in your consciousness this dream and intent that you go forth again to that city burned and rebuild that temple. Then your commission in that time, your desire, that lived in your heart, was to move to westward with the message, to set aright those stones and rebuild the temple, building the very message of the Lord into the formation of the rocks and stones, that it be erected to his glory. And you heard the passionate preacher Ezekiel in his pleading to the people to awaken to such a cause. And you saw and knew in their time Ezra, Nehemiah, and their flaming passion to return to the homeland, their begging, their preaching among the people to re-inspire this purpose, this message in those still separated in that time. How similar to that has been awakened in you in this time, and why was it awakened in this time? But that you remember that which had inspired you so greatly in that moment, but you remember as well that that temple was not then built. You saw, you listened, you heard the heartbroken cry of Ezra, of Nehemiah, in their begging the people to set aside all other things, to give of their gold, their belongings, everything they had, give all, that there might be the collection once again of gold and fine things for the erection of this temple. Their attempts to re-inspire in the heart of the people the necessity for building that holy city. Now in this time, you could foolishly become carried away with the dream, the vision, and go unprepared to accomplish that you seek most to do. Even during that time of reconstruction, in that day you thought, remembered, the time of the building of those temples in Egypt, and you saw the great initiates, particularly Hermes, as he applied carefully to the size and shape of the stones, not only meanings and symbols, words, but imparted to them living force, expressed and caused by their juxtaposition, their relationship one to the other, their shape. Knowing these shapes, forms have tendency to cause the accumulation of the natural force flowing through those currents of earth you call ley lines. So these were captured by the four sides of the temple and brought to a peak at a great crystal, focused down then again into its center. You saw with great fascination the careful study, the use of arithmetic and form, of geometry, these relationships as we used in that time, the secrets, as became the basis for gematria and such numerological expressions of language, you see. The memory of that time, however distant, in that later period when you were known as Meshach, were a source of your inspiration and intention in rebuilding that temple, and so you studied and prepared the self for applying those numbers, both as a symbol to convey message and as form to acquire, accumulate, and transmit energy. You were one of those selected in that time of the destruction of Atlantis for selecting those symbols of meaning, of expression of the civilization in that time. And such things were brought for storage, as might surprise most in this day. A piece of fine linen embroidered in that peculiar manner. Foods preserved, edible even to this day, for the matter of preservation. And instruments, including a ship that flies. You had a part then in both selecting and preserving, storing these samples, examples of the expression of that time, that day. The third experience then was in the destruction of that city, the community of the Essenes, as it was overrun. Those from Qumran had gathered with you there, having abandoned that place and stored their words, they brought their sacred things, and you were among those who took those messages in the bottles of clay and sealed them in caves, both above the Dead Sea there. And beneath those other ruins where you expressed in that time. Now, so much might be understood by that we have expressed here. So much of the motivation, the memory, the intrigue with particular aspects of expression and life in this time might well be understood, including the fascination with the work of the channel in trance, for your response to this one was caused by instant recognition, the triggering of a memory, for in that moment you saw before you once again that friend of friends on whom you depended, the prophet Daniel. This came alive in your heart. Then you walked after that time of the destruction of the communities there with those apostles who went out carrying that commission. And with Philip there that last time to bury his writings in Ethiopia, as could still be discovered even in this day, and that Philip wrote might bring new understanding to your consciousness, for he wrote of those experiences of being taken away from one place to another on the wings of prayer. You saw and walked with, worked with Paul and Timothy in their going out and their giving of instruction, the sending out, as the 72 became evangelists and were charged with that charge to go to every part. So nations were selected, places for the carrying of the word. So much you saw in that time that comes alive again in this day. You saw the one John as in the casting of lots. Those places for the ministry were assigned. His lot fell upon Asia, and he cried. Cried first because his desire had been those challenges that fell to others in that time, or Rome. Particularly, and Assyria and Jerusalem, but Jerusalem given then to James, and Peter to Rome. And even as he expressed his disappointment in that time for being sent into Asia, it might well be seen that his life was preserved because of that. How short is the sight of those who see